Reading Matters, Fall 2019, from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. Open 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., Monday to Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 1-800-542-0866. Email is wtbbl@sos.wa.gov. Website www.wtbbl.org. That all may read. I'm your volunteer reader, Greg Porter. Notes from Director Danielle Miller. Fall is my favorite time of year. It is when I am able to see so many WTBBL patrons at the Washington Council of the Blind and the National Federation of the Blind of Washington annual conventions. Reconnecting with old friends, meeting people in person for the first time, and talking about how their library service is going and plans for the future is a highlight of the season. Fall is also full of change and activity. On October 1, the National Library Service, NLS, changed their name to the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. NLS Director Karen Kenninger said, "We are very pleased to share our new name and graphic identity with our NLS community and feel that the new name, as with all of NLS's work, puts the emphasis on the people we serve." You can learn more about the name change at loc.gov/NLS. WTBBL has been actively connecting with the community. Our semi-monthly low-vision yoga class continued to grow in size, and we offered several special programs. We had librarians from the National Network of Libraries of Medicine, Pacific Northwest Region, give a great presentation on health information you can trust, including recommended consumer health resources and tips for website evaluation. Conservation biologist Thor Hansen spoke about his work and his writing, including his award-winning books Feathers, The Evolution of a Natural Miracle, and Buzz, The Nature and Necessity of Bees. Keiko Namikata taught what we hope was the first of many Touch of Braille workshops introducing the Braille system, providing an historical overview, and sharing ways Braille can be useful in our daily lives. And our audiobook production department again produced the State Voters Pamphlet, helping to ensure access to information and participation in Washington elections. Enjoy the crisp weather, have a wonderful holiday season, and watch for our Recommended Reads email to be sure you have a new book to curl up with and read. State Librarian Update by Cindy Aiden. It's hard to believe it is already fall. The year has been flying by. If you read the summer edition of Reading Matters, you may recall lawmakers approved a funding plan during the 2019 session to construct a new State Library Archives building. The building would be located just a mile from the current State Library location in Tumwater. Since gaining legislative approval, the Office of the Secretary of State has been working with architects who built a similar state-of-the-art facility in Alaska on building plans. In fact, some staff had the opportunity to tour the library, archives, and museum building with the architectural team. It has been helpful to hear about the successes and shortcomings of this beautiful 3-year-old building as we work to finalize details for our very own facility. On another note, we continue working to find ways to improve services for our library patrons. Federal funding plays a major role in our ability to provide meaningful programs as well as maintain operations. WTBBL receives about 1/3 of its funding from the annual allocation granted to the Washington State Library by the Institute of Museum and Library Services, IMLS. For the past 15 years, funding has remained steady. However, the latest projection suggests we may see as much as a $2 million increase. While not as much as we would like to see, we are excited about these additional funds and appreciate the ongoing support from our federal partners. If you like the services and programs provided at WTBBL and would like to see them continue, I encourage you to reach out to your representatives and senators in Congress to advocate for the ongoing renewal of IMLS funding and to let them know how important WTBBL's services are to you. Have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you, as always, for your support of WTBBL. It's not too late to participate in our annual giving campaign. Visit WTBBL.org to donate today. New audiobooks from WTBBL by John Pye. Autumn is here in the Northwest, and with the impending gray skies comes the crisp, cool air and what for many is the beginning of a new cycle. Newly uploaded audiobooks available for these cooler months include a couple of titles definitely designed to carry you through the winter. DBC 234, Beating Seattle's Gray, Living in Indoor Twilight by Heather McAuliffe. Seattle's overcast skies and short winter days are typically blamed for people catching the winter blues, seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Our indoor lifestyle is likely the culprit instead, and may in fact be contributing to depression year-round. The book offers detailed suggestions on how to reduce depression from an indoor lifestyle by adding more light, negative ions, and color. 2015, narrated by Elizabeth Gould. DBC 6817, A Year Right Here, Adventures with Food and Family in the Great Nearby, by Jess Thompson. Jess Thompson, a Seattle food writer, describes a year of food-related travel through the Pacific Northwest. One of her goals was to find food her young son, a picky eater with cerebral palsy, would like. Another goal was to survive long bike rides. Includes recipes. 2017, narrated by Melissa Tyler. For murder mystery fans, we have added a couple of new authors to our service, creating some promising new series in the classic genre stylings. DBC 15571, Trouble in Rooster Paradise by T.W. Emery. In 1950, Seattle was a blue-collar town, and Gunnar Nilsson was the kind of private eye people went to when they didn't want the cops involved. It was after midnight when the cops wanted to talk to him after his card was found on a dead woman in a Ballard alley. 2015, narrated by Michael Memmo. DBC 182, Designed for Dying by Renee Patrick. Hollywood, 1937. Lillian Frost went to Hollywood to be a star, but ended up as a department store salesgirl. When her former roommate is murdered while wearing clothing stolen from Paramount Pictures, Lillian joins forces with Edith Head, who went on to win 8 Oscars for costume design, to solve the crime. 2016, narrated by M.E. Kinsey. Of course, we do have something for all the history buffs out there. DBC 6921, Native Seattle, Histories from the Crossing Over Place by Carl Thrush. Native Americans greeted the settlers who founded Seattle and have been part of the fabric of the city ever since. The author uses Native American oral traditions and place names to show how they viewed the land and adapted to urbanization, particularly in contrast to the traditional history book. 2007, narrated by John Ogliori. DBC 6916, The Western Flyer, Steinbeck's Boat, The Sea of Cortez, and the Saga of Pacific Fisheries by Kevin McLean Bailey. The Western Flyer was a fishing boat that won literary fame by being featured in John Steinbeck's The Sea of Cortez in 1940. It remained a working fishing boat in fisheries along the Pacific coast. Its fortunes declined along with the fisheries as they collapsed. 2015, narrated by Barb Scammon. For the young adult and elementary school age readers, we have a few great titles available. DBC 15713, The Girl Who Wouldn't Die by Randall Beth Platt. It's 1939 in Poland, and Arab knows that standing up for anyone, especially her Jewish family, only paints a target on her back. So she plans to survive the Nazi occupation the way she always has, disguise herself as an Aryan boy, lead her street gang, and sell whatever she can steal. 2017, narrated by Amy Osofsky. DBC 15738, Dumpling Dreams, How Joyce Chen Brought the Dumpling from Beijing to Cambridge, by Carrie Crickard. Rhyming text tells the story of Jia, Joyce Chen, and her family's journey from China to the United States in this illustrated biography. One of America's most famous immigrants and chefs, Joyce Chen used dumplings, among other delicious foods, to introduce Chinese culture to the American palate. 2017, narrated by Sherry Yang. DBC 15744, Hazel and Twig, The Birthday Fortune, by Brenna Burns Yu. Twig's first birthday is coming up, and her whole family, especially her older sister Hazel, is eager to see what she will choose at her doljabi. Whatever item Twig chooses will tell her fortune, but what will she pick? Readers will learn about the Korean tradition of doljabi through this charming story of a family of rabbits. 2018, narrated by Sherry Young. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. After a whirlwind summer, we are ready to face the new school year with pen pals, braille challenges, and other special events. Here's a look back at the past few months, with the promise of more to come. Our summer reading program, A Universe of Stories, was a huge hit with youth patrons in the early learning, children, and teen categories. We had more teens participate this year than ever before. Weekly activity packets and awesome in-person events made for an exceptional summer. If you couldn't make it out to the Spokane Public Library for accessible escape rooms, to the Yakima Arboretum for the multisensory nature walk, or to the UW Planetarium for hands-on astronomy, don't worry. We are busy planning more special events around the state and hope to see you there. It wasn't all about reaching for the stars, however. WTBBL's youth programming took a trip in October to the Washington Council of the Blind annual convention and held a special escape room for teens in attendance. We also collaborated with the Seattle-based Jack Straw Cultural Center for our yearly Spooktacular Halloween Party, where guests made spooky recordings and ghastly plasticine monsters. The fun never ends here at WTBBL. In other news, the Youth Services Department is working on increasing the number of large print materials for middle and high school students. Be on the lookout for new releases available soon. We are also working with our wonderful Braille department to update the collection from English Braille American Edition to Unified English Braille. Be sure to download the Harry Potter series as they are finished and uploaded to Bard. Lastly, our Friday multisensory story times have become so popular that we are now offering two inclusive sessions, one at 11 a.m. and one at 2:30 p.m. Space is limited, with group size capped at 15 children, ages birth to 5, so call ahead if you'd like to participate. Be sure to subscribe to DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, via the link on the Youth Services page of the library's website for more information on the goings-on at WTBBL. The 2020 U.S. Census coming soon. Greetings. Every 10 years, as required by the United States Constitution, the U.S. Census Bureau takes a complete count of the country's population. The Census Bureau collects data for statistical purposes only and is required by law to protect your individual identity. Everyone living in the U.S. is expected to participate, and doing so can make a difference in shaping our future. Congress uses the information to distribute more than $880 billion per year in federal funds and grants. Responding to the census will help ensure your community receives the resources it needs to maintain and provide critical infrastructure and other essential programs. The results could affect your representation. Census data determines how many seats in Congress each state gets and is used by Washington's Bipartisan Redistricting Commission to draw new, equally populated legislative and congressional districts. The census is a historical record. Dating back to 1790, the census has been providing statistical data to better inform future generations. By completing the census, you are helping write history. The Census Bureau will begin collecting information in March 2020. You can respond online, by mail, by phone, or with an in-person interview. Remember, everyone counts. Be sure to complete the official questionnaire for each person in your household. For questions or more information, visit 2020census.gov. Sincerely, Kim Wyman, Washington Secretary of State. New Braille at WTBBL by Ed Godfrey. WTBBL's Braille Production Department and its volunteers have been working hard to make more locally produced books available to our patrons. Here are some of the latest titles for adults this fall. BRW 8694, Raven Stole the Moon by Garth Stein. Grief-stricken Jenna Rosen leaves her husband and home in Seattle to solve the mystery of her son's disappearance 2 years ago near her childhood home in Alaska. Strange events lead her to see a Tlingit shaman to help save her son's soul. 1998, transcribed by Karen Hara. BRW 8648, Seattle City of Literature, Reflections from a Community of Writers, edited by Ryan Bodineau. Passionate, irreverent, these brief essays by Seattle writers, poets, and publishers touch on all aspects of Seattle's literary scene. Writing, publishing, public readings, and writers' workshops all get their due. Some strong language. 2015, transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRW 8650, Midnight in Broad Daylight, A Japanese-American Family Caught Between Two Worlds, by Pamela Rottner Sakamoto. A riveting chronicle of U.S.-Japan relations and of the Japanese experience in America, Midnight in Broad Daylight is the true story of a Japanese-American family that found itself on opposite sides during World War II. 2016, transcribed by Karen Hara. For younger readers, The Fairy Ring series by Kiki Hamilton. The year is 1871, and Tiki has made a home for herself and her band of orphans in a hideaway adjoining London's Charing Cross Station. The only way to survive is to pick pockets. One night, Tiki steals a ring with ancient powers, which sets off a chain of events that threatens to lead to war with the Fae. For grades 6 through 9, the Fairy Ring series includes The Fairy Ring, BRW 1403, The Torn Wing, BRW 8669, The Seven-Year King, BRW 8675, and the final book, The Fairy Queen, BRW 8676. 2011 through 2014, transcribed by Gail Visioni. And finally, for very young readers, BRJ 1461, Why Do I Sing? Animal Songs of the Pacific Northwest by Jennifer Blomgren. Rhyming stanzas imagine what 14 different Northwest creatures might be saying, from the call of a spotted owl above treetops at night, to the buzzing of honeybees in summer, to the songs of fin whales in the ocean. For preschool through grade 2. 2013, transcribed by Ed Godfrey. WTBBL hosts yoga classes. Did you know WTBBL hosts a yoga class at the library the first and third Tuesdays of every month? All are welcome, and we hope you will join us if you live or work near WTBBL or visit the Seattle area. This slow vinyasa class lets yogis settle into and feel the poses in their bodies, most which are standing poses. The class is taught by Alice Graydon, a 200-hour registered yoga teacher and founder of Blind and Low Vision Yoga Seattle. When she is not on her mat, she is the program coordinator for the Independent Living Program through the Washington State Department of Services for the Blind. Her passion for yoga and her profession led her to notice that there are minimal opportunities for individuals who are blind or have low vision to practice yoga. The 60-minute class is free and begins at 9 a.m. Please call the library at 206-615-0400 for more information. Volunteer Spotlight on WTBBL's Spanish Program Narrators. Over the past 3 years, WTBBL has been growing its team of native Spanish speakers to narrate books that focus on the Hispanic experience in the Northwest. We welcome our three newest volunteers. Aida Hidalgo. I learned about WTBBL while volunteering at the Mexican consulate Ventanilla de Salud program. I met Rocio Vargas at her outreach table, where she told me about WTBBL services to readers who are visually or physically impaired. I am passionate about helping underserved populations, and I strongly support organizations that promote access, inclusion, and equity. Upon passing my audition and training as an audiobook narrator in Spanish, I recorded a Dora the Explorer book for children. And I'm now working on La Última Oportunidad, The Last Opportunity, a novel on personal and marital improvement, from Mexican author Carlos Cuauhtémoc Sánchez. I thoroughly enjoy the recording sessions and my time in the library, as staff, patrons, and volunteers are all very nice, and there is a friendly sense of community. However, being able to help and support people in need within my own community is the most rewarding experience. Lizeth Caldera. My name is Lizeth, and I am from Guadalajara, Mexico. In April 2019, I started volunteering as a Spanish audiobook narrator at WTBBL. I have always found it exciting to express myself using only my voice. Back in Mexico, I used to be a radio broadcaster and started at an early age on a kids' show where I shared the microphone with other young people. Even now, I am still active at a Mexican radio show here in Seattle. That is why when I learned about being a Spanish narrator, I did not hesitate to volunteer. I felt welcomed since the beginning. Everyone at WTBBL is lovely and cheerful. John, David, and the rest of the team are always there to help and answer my questions. Andrea Garcia. My name is Andrea Garcia. I'm from Mexico and currently volunteering at WTBBL in the audiobook production department, where I narrate and review Spanish language books. I started in May 2019 after Liz told me to audition. I was really happy and excited when I knew I got picked to record my first book. My book is Carmilla, Historia de Vampiros, by Joseph Sheridan Le Fanu. It's really nice doing something like recording a book, because when you think about it, many people without sight will be able to begin the beautiful journey that only books are able to give, using only your voice and tone to send their imagination far, far away. On the other hand, being able to review a book that's already been recorded is really fun, too. I'm a person that loves to read, and while I'm recording or reviewing, I get to read a new book and help others to read them too. There's nothing better than that, helping while you do something you really love. So I will always tell people who love to read to try volunteering at WTBBL, because this is a great experience that you can't get anywhere else. Thank you to our donors from July 1 to October 31, 2019. James Adamson, Cynthia Aday, Dorleen Egenbrod, Sheila Allen, Stephen Almeida, Mayumi and Arnold Alto, Flora Aman, James Anderson, Maxine Anderson, Deanne and Michael Andrews, 28 anonymous donors, Lydia and David Arnold, Joan Arnold, Ruth Atwood, Charles Omel and Kathleen Law, Karen and Harold Badton, Helene Bailey, Eleanor and Robert Bailey, Kay and Harold Bakken, Jane and William Barrera, Martina Bass, Kelly and Glenn Bauman, Robert Bauman, Arlene Beacom, Dorothy Beckstead, Gertrude Bell Estate, Michelle Bell, Joan Benedetti, Claudia Berge, Rita Bergen, Eugene Burke, Lois Berscheid, LaVon Beese, Merlin Black, Jesse Blair, Renee and Joseph Blaley, Calvin Blessinger, Mary Berm, Jane Bowen, Velma Bolin, Ellen Boyd, Charles Branch, Gertrude Bratz, Darlene Breckenridge, Barbara Breslin, Susan Bridell, Shirley Broadbent, W. Jean Brown, Vanessa and Kenneth Brown, Janet Bryan, Dorothy Bryant, James Bryant, Margaret and Mike Berdega, Cynthia and Ron Bush, Joanne Butts, Diana Bird, Dorothy Byrne, Ruth Calkins, Juanita Calvert, Thomas Capadona, Joan and Edward Carlson, Linda Casebeer, Charlotte and James Calkins, Dolores Chafin, George Chappelle, Lynn and Robert Chase, Noinika and Nivranshu Chatterjee, Preetha Chatterjee, Georgia and Joseph Chiarella, Sandra and Norm Childress, Carol Chipman, Charlotte Christensen, Phyllis Christie, Dolores Clark, Marjorie Clark, Orville Clark, Jack Clausen, Linda Cody, Virginia and Donald Collier, David Compton, Molly Cohn, Josephine and Edward Conlon, Alice Cook, E. Elizabeth Cook, Mary Cook, Dolores Cooper, Lawrence Cooper, Carl Corbin, Margaret and George Corley, Joanne and Clarence Cody, Wiley Cox, William Coyner, David Crabtree, Joan Craig, Margot Creamer and David Gross, Rebecca Cristobal, Irma Cross, Darlene Krostick, Diana Culver, Lucille Daniel, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Anna Bell and Lawrence Davis, Carl Dubois, Rose DeLong, Karen and Daryl Denny, Bernadette Deasy, Joan Dietrich, Luella Dick, Donald Divins, Carolyn and Fred Dixon, Janice Dobson and Patricia Barnes, Gunther Dose, Donovan Dolan, Gertrude Douglas, Roberta Doyea, Leslie Dosa, Margaret Dunbar, Jean Dunwind, Stephanie Dunwind, Lois Dyer, Sonia and Robert Iden, Donald Ellison and Kathleen Murphy, Bernadine Elmore and Jenny Fott, Mildred Engelstad, Gerald Irvine, Francis Eugene, Helen Ewald, Leah Eskenazi, Jean Falls, Nancy Fay, Martina Ferguson Hazen, Mary Field, Rita Fisher, Elizabeth Fisk, Veronica Flake, Joy Fletcher, Helen Forshee, Ruth and Harold Frafjord, G. Clell France, Jean Frank, Margaret Frank, Sandra and John Fruin, Cleora Funis, Arlene and Floyd Funk, Araceli and Brian Furby, Lawrence Gayen, Martha and James Gardner, Eleanor Garthwaite, Janet Gibbons, Beverly Gilbert, Patricia and Gil Gilbert, Margaret Gittins, Mabel Glunt, Stephen Goldblatt, Google Benevity, William Goss, Patrick Graham, Rubina Grant, Diane and Clement Gray, Frank Green, Michelle Greenkey, Deborah Greenspan, Walter Greaser, Joyce Griggs, Betty Groff, Jimmy Gilliams, Joanne and Paul Hackett, Debbie Hager, Maribel Halliday, Caroline Hamilton, Mildred Hamm, Helen and Thomas Haney, Karen Hara, Uta and Raymond Harry, Jane Hashimoto, Mary Hashisaki, Jean Hecker, Wilma Henderson, Jean Hennessy, Phyllis Henriksen, Paula Herbert, Paul Hermes and Janet Caviezel, Marion Hirth, Nancy Hevely, Betty Jo Hibbets, Peter Hebert, Elizabeth and Ken Hildebrandt, Betty Height, Jacqueline Hofto, Ruth and Gerald Holdren, Katie and Frank Holland, Bonnie Holmes, Lisa and Edward Hoover, Jennifer Householder, Dan Humphrey, Rosemary Hunt, Ray Hirschman, Imanta Ickstroms, Robert Ilgenfritz, Joyce Irish, Margaret and Derek Iverson, Helen Ewy, Jerome Jackson, Edward Javorski, Thelma Jewell, Barbara Johnson, Dewey Johnson, Helen and Bud Johnson, Jacqueline Johnson, Laura Johnson, Sean Johnston, Sue Johnson, Kate Jones, Penny Jones, Helen and Thomas Juris, Bernice Cade, Laura Kamenishi, Hannah Karras, Shirley Katrabos, Allison Katzman, Betty Kelly, Floyd Kerbs, Juana Lee Killian, Faye Kilworth, Donna and Jim Keim, KMR Group Foundation, Eileen Koch, Susan Kosior, Siobhan Kotel, Evelyn Kramer, Vonda and Wilfried Kressner, Paul Christiansen, Henry Kuhlman, Marilyn and Joel Culper, Barbara and Donald Kussler, Loretta and Morton Kuznets, Suzanne Label, Betty and John Laffaw, June Lane, Nicole Langton, Catherine Lankhar, Martha Larson, Joel Latham, Beverly and Charles Law, Marilyn Lazieri, Min Lee, Robert Lehnert, Mona Lemon, Verna Leonard, Ashley Levkin, June Lewis, Frederick Liddell, Diana Lindvall, Maxine Lineal, Edna Logan, Brian Long, Faye Lowe, Jenny Louie, Mabel and John Lynch, Alice McDonald, Lorena Mattinger, Ida Mae Madsen, Laureen Mannon, Robert Marcue, Dorothy Marks, Vicky and Richmond Marsh, Susan Mason, Christine and Glenn Masters, Mary and Robert Matson, Vivian Matz, Suzanne Mayer, Ellen and Stephen Mazoff, Leslie and Jean McIntosh, Julie McCullough Hale, Dixie McDaniel, Megan McDonald, Nancy and James McElaney, Norma and John McGregor, Judith and James McHarness, Richard McHenry, Mary McKee, Caroline McNary, Jack Melil, Rena and Donald Merrickin, Microsoft Matching Gifts, Benevity, Louise Middleton, Linda and Louis Miley, Barbara Miller, Danielle Miller, Diane Miller, Maria Miller, Maxine and Don Miller, M. Jane Millsap, Lorna and Leslie Molinar, Gloria Moles, John Mullen, Kathleen Monette, Carol Montgomery, Betty and Bob Montel, Clinton Moore, George and Winnie Moore, Sarah Moore, Dana Moreland and George Burt, Gloria Morris, Gilbert Moss, Eileen Murphy, Cheryl Murphy, Dorothy Murphy, Mary Meyer, Margaret Myers and Judy Wilson, Irene Nash, Florence and Elton Nelson, Jane Nelson, Pat Perry Nix, Nordstrom, Lois North, Robert Norton, Marie Noski, Norma Nutting, Carolee and James Nyborg, Nancy and Irving Nysether, Sean O'Keefe, Marianne O'Rourke, Irene Obrastoff, Janet Oliver, Ronald Orr, Charles Pace, Teresa and Jal Parak, Maxine Paschal, Susan and Merle Pasternak, Diane and Wesley Patterson, Stanley Peterson, Betty Payne, Luis Peroni, Leslie Perry, James Perry, Doris Purser, Ann Peterson, Joanne and Arthur Peterson, Joyce Peterson, Juanita Peterson, Augusta Petroff, Richard Pettit, Mei Fan and Kiet Lee, Willa and David Farr, Sylvia Phillips, Susan and Tom Fimister, Tovey Picker, Wanda Pierce, Ethelyn Pym, Florence Pimentel, Janice and Scott Pinkney, Leona Pointer, Magdalene and Rudolph Poitinger, Ellen Porter, Janice and Gerald Post, Donna Potter, Carol and Eric Paulson, Shirley Pountain, Sheila and Kenneth Price, Doris and Duncan Prince, Lucille and Severin Raum, Krista Randalls, Charity Ranger, Gerald Rapp, Chrissy and Ronald Rardin, Yvonne and Jack Redman, James Reed, Robert Reese, Eileen Reeves, Anne Reiter, Elsie and James Reynolds, Mona Reynolds, Sharon Reynolds, Mary Bell Rice, Janet Richard, Victoria Rickerson, Marty Rifkin, Marilyn Ring Nelson, Amy Roberson, Ida and Donzel Robinson, Marianne Robinson, Lillian Rodell, Ruth Jean Rose, Nancy Rao, Barbara Rowland, Joanne Ruffin, Jutta Reichen, Joan Salin, Shuri Saigusa and Donald Castro, Janet Salomonson, Kay Sauter, Walter Sayer, Marietta and Richard Scheibe, Beverly and Lester Schultz, Wilma Schunke, Betty Schwab, Gloria Schwartz, Marion Schwarzenbach, Rebecca Scott, Romel Scott, Jerry Sears and Joyce Rismon, Phyllis and Poa Lynn Settergren, Margie and Herbert Shahan, Linda Shandrick, Betty and Kevin Shannon, Richard Shea, Susan Schell, Dennis Shook, Nina Sidorova, Marilyn Siemens, Rose Silber, Thomas Simard, Lynn Simmons, Wesley Sinclair, Colleen and Kimberly Smart, April and Dennis Smith, Elizabeth and Worthington Smith, Janet and Robert Smith, Phyllis Smith, Helen Snyder, Alma Solar, Anne Solomon, Esther Sorden, Hiroko Spies, Angela Spiegel, Wilma Spring, Paul Stariha, Andrew Staruch, Constance Steffen, Francis Stensvold, Rich Stevenson, Jean Stevenson, Reba Stevenson, Joan Stewart, Anita and Maurice Stauffer, Trudy Stotz, Norman Stroitker, Linda and John Stuve, Jewel Sullivan, Edith and Dwight Sutton, Hollis Swan, Irene Swanson and Eleni Swanson, Carol Swain, Joseph Tagliente, Teresa Tagliente, Tom Tagliente, Marcia Takahashi, Ruth Talbot, Julita and Frank Tarver, Jacqueline Tobel, Frida Tesh, Norman Tesh, Laura and Daryl Tetz, David Thomas, Janelle Thomas, Patricia Thomas, Donna and Richard Thorkildsen, Carla and Ronald Thurlow, Roy Tidwell, William Toby and Charlene O'Connor, Dolores Todd, Sharon Todd, Larry Tomovic, Gary Tranter, Pamela Truss, Rita Turner, George Tutt, Mildred Umbarger, Arlene Updike, Cynthia and John Upthegrove, Mary Alice Urey, Janice Van Rossen, Evelyn Van Horn, Nancy Van Leidegraff, Alma Vogt, Amanda Vukalich, Sally Waddell, Elizabeth Wagner, Kay Y, Cynthia Walker, Karen Ward, Anita Warmflesh, Maxine Warren, Patricia Wenger, Elsie Weary, Dawn Westover, Nancy Wetter, Mary and Donald Vikowitz, David Wilder, Elizabeth Williams, Mary Williams and James Mosley, Shirley Williams, V. Lyle and Pauline Williams, Judith Wilson, Beverly Whitty, Patricia and James Wojcik, Joan Wolfe, Myrtle Wood, Phyllis Woodman, Alfred Woodruff, Judy Woodson, Francis Ray, Alan Ride, Janet Wright, Janice Wright, Mary and Ronald Wright, Kim Wyman, David Whitco, Stephanie Yates and Stuart Leonard, Shirley Young, Todd Yuzuriha. In memory of Benny Allert, Betty Krickmer, Robert Early, Ike Eskenazi, Ruth Hofto, Sonny Lindvall, Marjorie Link, Gertrude Rollman, Laura Taliente, Russell Zirkan. In honor of Alicia and Jonathan's marriage, Shannon Curry, Judy Ogliori.